fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the third day of July, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We've got a couple of quick Earth Change headlines at stanatdeo.com. Quick reminder also, there will be no meetup this Friday, the fifth day of July in Rolla. And here we are at stanatdeo.com. Record heat. Out west, record-topping heat heads north. It's just going to get hotter. Southwest heat wave. Why it's so scary? And then quick follow-up on that, talking about relentless downpours for the eastern part of the country in July. So we're getting extremes of weather, hot and dry in one part of the country and cool and wet in another. And we're going to be talking about that and other matters related to space and weather with my friend, our guest this morning, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist, author of a number of books that I highly recommend. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com, and he has his own radio show every Thursday. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for being with us. We missed you for a couple of weeks here. We're glad to have you back on board. So what's on your radar screen this morning, sir?
Well, right now I'm just preparing everything for the release on July 4th. I have a new book coming out. I'll be releasing the title, and it's been selling for a number of weeks in pre-release, something I always do, that... It has a number of purposes going through a pre-sale. It shows the confidence that people have in my work, and it also really goads the people who...
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the third day of July. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny, whose website's linked on my links page. We're talking right now about the release of his book, which is going to be announced tomorrow. Is it, Jim?
On my radio show.
Yes, sir. On your radio show tomorrow evening. And you'll announce the title of the book at that time also?
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Turns out July 4th is central to the topic of the book. And this is a real important year because of the charter of the Federal Reserve Bank ends this year. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, you know, now that you refresh my memory, it was a 100-year charter.
Exactly.
And, well, what a quandary for the Federal Reserve to be in.
yeah, and they're not talking about life should go on as normal, but their reason for being is going away. And they're going to have a hard time. The funny thing is that they're just acting autonomously, as if and Congress is not doing anything.
Right.
So, and we're creeping up to what is the day? It's like December 24th. Actually,
right. You're right. It was December 24th, 1913. Exactly.
Yeah. So this is a very special year, and I want people to know about this. That's not the only thing, but it's central to the topic of the book, which my book is about science.
Right.
But it has a very bad attitude, let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, that's an amazing thing. And, your book will be announced on your radio show tomorrow. How will people be able to listen to your radio show, Jim?
WWCR out of Nashville, the summertime frequency is 9.350, and a shortwave heard worldwide. And also, it streams from WWCR.com. Also, shortly after the show, it'll be on my webpage, the JMCCSCI.com webpage, the archive there. Then Friday evening and Saturday morning, Friday evening 10 p.m., Saturday morning 3 a.m., it's also heard on shortwave out of Nashville. And all of the information on how to listen, where to listen, there's a satellite downfeed. All of that information is on my webpage.
All right. Well, good. And also on your webpage are links to all of your archives, radio shows, aren't there?
All of the radio shows going back to the beginning are there. So webpage, close to 5 gigabytes of information right now. So if you go there, I always tell people, have a pot of coffee or your favorite drink, some juice or whatever, but have a couple gallons of it. So you're not going to spend a few minutes there. This is a place where you're going to spend a lot of time.
Absolutely.
The people start, I talk to people. I get a chance to talk to people all the time. And it's amazing the response that people have. It's like they always say, I always knew something was wrong. I didn't quite know. I've listened to radio, and I said, but now after they listen to me, they put together the dots. They use expressions like that. The light went on, and that's why my science is so much hated by the people in power, because as I have found out, they have spent a century honing and putting out basically false information regarding science. And it's done for a reason. They want to keep people illiterate regarding science. So it's really important for them to keep the people stupid. And there's no other word for it. So public education, the news, Hollywood, just on and on. So the topics that I talk about, the science topics, this new book will bring together a lot of topics, into something that the main topic that affects everybody on Earth. It's something that's very, very much dealing with everybody. Scientific issues, and when you hear the title, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. But then you start looking at the complex issues that surround this topic. That's what the book is about.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the book. Jim, we've got a caller here. We've got Jonathan in Tennessee. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, John. Good morning, James. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Very well.
James, especially with the Federal Reserve, I wanted to call in from Tennessee, ironically, because, as you know, Andrew Jackson fought that bank, and his most famous quote was, I beat the bank. So I figured it was quite fitting to call in from Nashville and to let you know about Andrew Jackson fighting that bank. And he's actually one that stopped their charter until 1913, if you didn't know.
No, I did not know that. A lot of people really worked hard to prevent the Federal Reserve from coming in, but they like their money, they like their power, and they don't like to give it up. Shortly after the charter went in, a couple short years, came World War I.
All the wars since then.
Of, that was the first one. It was a string of wars, and a lot of people don't like to associate it, but that's their way of staying in power. That's the way of controlling countries. And every 10 years, look at the Bushes, the daddy and junior, 10 years apart, fought a war in the same country for bogus reasons, and people forget in a 10-year period. They don't, from one half generation to the next, they don't remember what went on. They've got the public in the palm of their hand, except a lot of people are waking up. So they have a problem. They have a real problem. And the Federal Reserve is the most, really the most powerful branch in the world, just because the U.S. military is the most powerful. England no longer is a military power. Europe, where the Rothschilds live and breed, is no longer a military power. So
I agree with you. So the
Bank of the United States, it's like when England, when the 13 colonies split away from England, England was the worldwide power. And Napoleon had, all of these other issues, a lot of them had been settled. The Spanish Armada was gone. I mean, we're talking about a lot of issues where the England really controlled the roost. The expression, the sun never sets on the English Empire, China, India, you look at the conquerings and the holdings of England. So at the time of the revolution,
I need to interrupt you here. Your signal is really very, very poor quality. We're only getting every second or third word.
Let me see if I can, okay, hang on just a second.
Okay. Well, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We sometimes run into technical difficulties, and that can't be helped. So Jim's going to make some adjustments. And I might suggest, Jim, if you're listening, to hang up and call back. Sometimes that clears up the signal there. Jonathan, you're right. This issue with the Federal Reserve is incredibly important, and Andy Jackson is one of my personal heroes, and he cleared house of the vipers for a while there, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and it's funny he called them serpents too, especially with these Rothschilds and all these power elite. I'm still going to stick to my guns and believe that they're not human. But I wanted to make a final comment, and I'll take this off, that even though this might be scary times we live in, or it might be disconcerting, and you really don't know what to think, it's just you got to think of how amazing it is that God chose us to come here on this planet at this time for this pivotal moment in the whole planet. I just think it's very amazing to think that we're here to turn it around for the better. And that's all I got to say about that, John.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate the call. Jim, are you back, sir? Okay. He hasn't reconnected yet. Well, I'm looking forward to finding out the title of Jim's book tomorrow evening when he announces it on his radio show. I'll be getting a review copy, of course, to read, and then we can talk about it over the upcoming weeks. Jim's been very productive writing and getting books published the last number of years, and seemed like just last year or two, more productive than usual. And hopefully my engineer will give me a heads up when Jim is back on the air with us. We got our next break coming up here in less than a minute, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Well, tomorrow is the 4th day of July, the day we celebrate the independence of our country from England. And Jim, you're back. Okay, go ahead.
John, can you hear me now?
You have, yes, sir, much better signal. Stay tuned. Here's our next break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday the 3rd of July. We're with Professor James McCanning. Jim, let's just jump right back in there.
John, how's my signal now? Is that any
good? It's great. We hear you perfectly.
Good, good. Okay, I kind of lost my train of thought there a little bit. But we were talking about the Federal Reserve and the fact that a few short years after they were installed came the first major world war.
The First World War started the same year. Our involvement didn't happen for several years, but First World War did start in 1913, I believe, and we got involved in 1917.
Right. Then the federal is begun, and they passed it by saying that it would just be to pay for the war, and when it was over, it would all go away. And, of course, they set it at a very low amount, and I think the story is something like they were going to set it at 3%, and they said, no, the people would not accept that. It's way too high. And so they set it at some very low amount so that people would think, oh, it's no big deal, and it's going to go away.
Right.
And therefore, okay, as you know, once things get in place, they don't go away.
That's right.
And that's became a monster, and the Eisenhower, when he left office, the famous quote that beware of the military-industrial complex. And I often wonder how much he knew as president and as being in World War II, how much he knew about the bank involvement and what the real role of the bank was. I mean, they were supporting, the Rothschilds supported Hitler. They were supporting Russia. They were supporting the United States. Their minion in the United States, who was George H. Scherf, Sr., was called into the Congress, and they actually passed a law, trading with the enemy law, to prevent him and Mobil Oil and a lot of the other corporations managed by the Rothschilds from moving natural resources and goods and commodities to Germany during the war. I mean, these people were just trading like, hey, this is just business as usual.
And, right. Well, there was a lot of companies involved in that, Jim. Ford Motor Company, for example, was building trucks for the Third Reich at the same time they were building trucks for us. Multiple examples of that kind of shenanigans.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right now, in fact, GM, other corporations are based in the Caribbean and other places, do international business, and they're simply above and beyond any laws. So we have a situation, and what a lot of people, there's a lot of finger pointing, but what I try and point out is that all of this, all of it traces back. These are all names, these are all plates, these are all shields, and at the base of all of this is a small group of families who operate the European banking system.
Right.
Bernanke is just, he's just middle management. Obama is just middle management. And these people all know their roles, they know where they exist, and they know that if they don't step to in the proper manner, that they simply will be eliminated.
And eliminated, replaced in a heartbeat, right?
Oh, yeah. And Hillary Clinton, there's a little story a lot of people don't know. She had gone to the Rothschilds and by way of the Rockefellers in New York, and they had given her the go-ahead to become president. Well, Hillary had designs of her own, and they realized that Hillary was not a team player. Hillary was for Hillary. And so that's when Obama came in, and she started complaining about the presence of Obama. And she said, this guy isn't even an American citizen. And yet she was overridden. It was at that time that Billy flew to California and had an amazing outburst in public. That how can this be happening? His wife should be coming president. He had paid his dues, and he thought that just like the Bushes, the family member, you know, the ongoing, he had traded off with the George Bush Jr., and they just figured it would roll back to the Clinton family. They were already talking about Chelsea becoming, or what's the daughter's name?
Chelsea, right,
Clinton.
Right.
Yeah, becoming president someday.
Well, you know, that's scary.
Over. But Hillary was pulled off the chart, and she just kind of went by the wayside. They withdrew her funding. Remember when Hillary's funding all dried up one day?
Oh, yes.
How does that happen? And they just pulled the plug on her because they realized Hillary wasn't a team player. And so this is the way it works. Let's look at our governor of California, Schwarzenegger. The guy was riding high, and all of a sudden, one day, all of the affair issues came. He lost his family, his wife, who was, you know, an international glamour model, had her own television show, dumped him in a heartbeat, and it was just like his life was ruined in one day. I don't know what he did, and I was trying to discover that, but that's just the way these things work. These people are minions. And I don't care how big you think you are, you're just a cog in the wheel of the Rothschild. And Billy Clinton, for example, back in the 80s, a famous incident where he was governor of Arkansas, and he had won the first round, you know, and they came in, and Billy thought that he was above the stepping in line, and he was going out to do some things of his own, and they pulled the plug on him, and he couldn't do anything. He couldn't buy a hamburger. So they went to him, and he came crawling back, and the term is he got religion. He learned who made things happen and why, and then Billy went on to become president and the man he is today. But
exactly.
They all know that they work for the man and who pulls the shots and how it works. So anyway, let's go back to some of the major problems in the world, and this is what my book is about. The issues going on in the world, who's working behind the scene? For example, George Bush Sr. sits on the panel of many large organizations, some operated out of Canada, that control international commodities. And this is part of what the book is about, too, and who's pulling the strings on what commodities and where. But when you see the paper trail behind all of this is the same operation. George Bush, as a kid, was never raised like a regular kid. His wife, after he was president, this is George
Hold that
Bush
thought.
Senior.
Hold that thought. We've got a break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday the 3rd, and we're having fun this morning. Anyway, we got a July sale going on up until the 10th of July, which would be next Wednesday. Freeze Dry Guys, July sale up until the 10th of July. 25% off all Mountain House freeze-dried foods, entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. It's a great deal. You won't be able to use Survival Bucks. That's in-house store credit, but you will be able to use your cash, checks, cashier's checks, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. Get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're talking about his book, which will be the title and will be announced tomorrow evening. That will be Thursday, July the 4th, on his radio show. And it sounds like what you'll be talking, your book addresses, Jim, is the how everything is kind of connected together and the linkages between the major things that affect our world and our lives. Is that somewhat accurate, Jim?
That's the underlying current big overriding title that when you see it, you're going to go, wow. And a lot of people don't know this is going on. Some people have an inkling, but they don't know the level of all of what I'm putting out in this book. They don't understand the all of the connections and the science. There's a lot of bad science, a lot of very bad science that's being promoted in the news media at an extremely high level, just pounded into the public. And it's totally false, but the end result is the control right. of the public, down to the very roots of your toenails. And so so it's a, but the background, the putting the dots together is something that, in a lot of things, you can go and you can read, you can get bits and pieces of this, but nowhere do you get the complete story and understanding. And then what I do is I tell people what has to be done to deal with this.
Well, that's very important, and I've read a number of books that address the topics you're talking about, but they don't give any advice of any consequence on how to deal with it. Jim, we got a caller here. We've got Brian in Virginia. Good morning, Brian.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, just a quick question. How you doing, Jim? I've been listening to you a while. I don't really get to listen to you in the morning, but I've seen a lot of activity in the air around here with cargo planes like C-117s and 131s. Yesterday, I had like, not yesterday, I guess about a week ago, I had about 30 of them fly over with two fighter jets escorting them. I just want to know what y'all think about that and what you think was going on. And I've been hearing a lot also.
Where is this?
Virginia.
I'm in between two big military bases, Fort AP Hill and Dowdern. And I just couldn't believe it. I had never seen any kind of cargo jets, and I actually found something last night on the same deal that people have been seeing a lot of it. Just wanted y'all's opinion, and I'll hang
on. Okay. Well, thank you, Brian. Jim, go ahead, and if you have an opinion on that, go ahead, and I'll follow up.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, summertime is a time for maneuvers, let's put it that way, or training, or whatever you want to call it. But this year is a little bit different. Obama just made an agreement with Russia to allow Russian troops in the U.S. soil. Now, what's that all about? Something is in the wind. Something is going on, and they're getting ready. Could they be, they have until December to spring something on this country and take control, because they don't have control. There's an effort afoot to get Obama out. But it's like if you went to the store and you had a problem and you took out the middle manager and got him fired, the store would continue on as normal. And that's the beauty of the Rothschild Empire.
Right.
Is people do a lot of finger pointing. They don't know what the real problem is, and so all of this bickering and chatter, as you might call it, that's the purpose of Obama. That was the purpose of Clinton.
Right.
To take the heat when something happened, or take credit, as the case may be, to basically make people think that he's in charge.
Exactly.
He's the president of the most powerful country in the world.
Right.
No, he's middle management. Don't make any mistake about it.
No, he's an empty suit. Well, let me follow up on that. First of all, the pilots, the C-17s and C-131s, their typical flight experience is about as exciting as driving a Greyhound bus. They all want to be fighter pilots, and most of them, of course, don't get to be. So when they get a chance to fly in formation with a fighter escort, that really gets them pumped up. they feel like they're really military pilots doing important military stuff. And you're right, Jim. Now, summertime is when they do hold maneuvers, but this summer is different. We do have, and I'm very confident in my private sources, 100,000 foreign troops in the United States as we speak. 50,000 of those are Russian. That's way above and beyond any typical cycles of cycling these foreign troops for routine training. Way past that. They're here for another purpose. And that purpose, to me, clearly and obviously, is not anything that we will be looking forward to, having foreign troops conducting military/police operations on American soil. And with this Federal Reserve thing, charter expiring in 6 months, that might very well be part of the reason all this is going on, Jim. It may very well be.
Absolutely, because nobody's talking about this. You would, I remember a my first thought was you would think Obama would be talking about this, but I remember a famous interview between Barbara Walters and Ronald Reagan. It was back during Iran-Contra, and there was some economic strife in the country. And Barbara Walters is interviewing Reagan, and she goes, well, you must talk to Greenspan every day. I mean, why don't you tell him to do something and rein in inflation or whatever it was? And Reagan looked at her like, you dumb, blankety-blank. I don't have anything to do with the Federal Reserve. They're an autonomous bank, and that's what Reagan told her. And then she continued to press the issue. So here you have Barbara Walters, you know, queen interviewer, supposedly on political issues, had no clue that the Federal Reserve was not some kind of federal agency or part of the federal government.
Right.
Basically, Reagan was telling her that they run me. I don't have anything to do. Greenspan does what he wants, and they can pull and push the economy or do whatever they want, but it has nothing to do with Reagan.
Right.
Or Congress or anybody else.
It is very well hidden. The president does appoint the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but the president, and this came up, I think, was it during Jimmy Carter? The president was going to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and found out he could not.
It's annoying. It's just there's an expression that congressmen are just window dressing, and it's true. They are there to move things around, and their benefit is there's a very long list of benefits that these guys get. But as Paul Wellstone found out, there's people who buck the system who don't fare well. Wellstone at that time was the deciding vote in the war to go into the war in Iraq, in actually Afghanistan, and he said, I'm not going to be part of this. Well, don't be honest on their ship, because they just blew them out of the sky and cold weather.
I was scheduled to be on the O'Reilly Factor the day that his plane crashed, and got preempted because of that crash when Senator Wellstone's plane crashed.
I had heard about it, and of course I was in Minnesota where it happened, and it was a beautiful blue sky day in the fall. It was right before the election, and the woman from the FAA gets on the news, and she said the plane blew up in the air, 1,000 feet they estimated over the air. The parts of the plane were scattered over a football field-sized area, and when they got there, which was literally hours later when they identified where it was, the parts of the plane, the aluminum, et cetera, in the plane were still burning. Now, a plane that hits the ground, the engines hit the ground, they were still running, but they came down in pieces. The plane was in about 5 main pieces. But when the engines hit the ground, the propellers were still running, and they were bent. So the end result of the FAA examination was they took the propellers from the plane and sent them in for examination. That was the FAA field study of that crash. But clearly, they blew them up in the sky.
Right.
And then they blamed it on wing icing, and it was a beautiful, clear day. There was no moisture. So clearly they blew Paul Wellstone out of the sky. And the caveat to the story is that morning, Wellstone, his wife, and his daughter, all of whom could have been political winners in that election that was just nigh at the next few weeks, all of them were on the plane. And the guy that was there to shake their hand and close the door for him was none other than Teddy Kennedy. Now, you got to ask yourself, what's Ted Kennedy doing in Minnesota at a small airport out in the edge of the Twin Cities at 4 o'clock in the morning to shake Wellstone's hand and his wife's and kiss the daughter goodbye as he closes the door? Well, his job was to make sure everybody was on the plane.
That's right.
That tells you who Teddy Kennedy is all about.
Well, I didn't know that part of the story. It was a tragic situation, Central Wellstone's plane being exploding in the air. Well, anyway, I need to remind people, Jim, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the energy cleaner for sale, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. My best-selling DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, which I think is a great companion to Jim's books and Jim's work. And I do encourage everybody to get all of Jim's books and read all of them. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Jim, Your announcement of your book tomorrow is something I'm certainly looking forward to. I'm looking forward to getting my review copy and so I can read it and then we can talk about it on the air. I was mentioning during when I would come back from the break, you've been quite productive. It seems like you're more productive than usual getting books out these last 2 years or so. Is there a reason for that?
Well, this is actually the beginning. And the book Comets came out a number of months ago, and it was a major milestone in my production of books because there's nothing more central to my work than comets, although it would be a misnomer to say that my work is about comets. My work is about solar system physics, and comets is one of the central concepts because all of the planets, all of the objects in the solar system are discharging the solar capacitor and acting like comets. That's where our weather comes from.
Right.
Our weather would not be anything if it weren't for the electric activity of the sun and us being part of that electric activity. But the book on comets was important. The following book turns a corner, and that's something that I always say, that every one of my books builds on the previous book, but then it takes a new analysis and then turns a 90-degree corner. And that's why my detractors are so, they don't like me, let's put it that way.
Right.
And one of the things that really makes them mad is that I can pre-sell a book. People don't know the title, and I partly do that because the book is distributed before anybody ever sees it, and including them. And so, for example, when the Calculate Primes book came out, nobody had any clue about what I was going to write about, and it just totally took everybody by surprise. And in a night, destroyed the security level in computing, the encryption and firewalls that the government was using. Nobody had an idea about what the effects of that book were going to be on a solution to the world's oldest math problem, the direct calculation of prime numbers. But it's something that, in my background, I worked half of my professional career in telecommunications, designing telecommunications computers, firewalls, encryption, private telecommunication codes inside computers, outside computers with big networks.
Right.
And
right.
So it's a subject I knew very well. Like this book coming up, it's going to take a 90-degree turn. And also, my books all have what I call a bad attitude, which is fine. I mean, people have to be kind of taken by the collar and shaken.
Right.
But this book is going to have a real bad attitude.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Like I say, it's something that's a part of education. People have to be taken by the collar, and this topic is something that's very central to everybody, but it also gives you solutions. What are we going to do about this? And that's where this control of the world cannot go on. It's got to stop, and for future generations, it's not just central to the one topic, it's central to everything. But we're getting down to the point where, the topics of the book, you're going to see that it's just gone too far. Let's put it that way.
Right. Jim, we got a caller here, and we got a break coming up. We got April in New Jersey. Go ahead, April.
Hi. I wanted to add to the conversation.
Hold that thought, April. We got our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the third day of July. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. And we've got our last caller here, April in New Jersey. Go ahead, April.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to add that there's a basic, I guess you could say, parallel agency in Russia called Emercom. It's E-M-E-R-C-O-M. And they would be their version of our FEMA. And they have a website. And if you go there, article number 434203 concerns the meeting June 25th in Washington between AmeriCom and FEMA. and the title is Several Documents Signed During Joint Work of Russian Emergency Ministry and FEMA. What I find disconcerting is that if you go to the bottom, there's a almost like a slideshow of pictures. And if you go to one of them, it's called the U.S.-Russia Bilateral Presidential Commission, where the Russian and American flag are merged in the middle. And in another picture, you see the two lead representatives exchanging billfolds. Now, I thought that agreements between nations were signed by the president because that is one of his responsibilities. He's in charge of treaties. However, these are signed between FEMA and AmeriCom. And I think what's happening through executive orders, especially if you go back to the one dated 16th of 2012 in the month of March, you will find that the president is signing away his executive position in agencies and commissions. And it's held at the discretion and the official power of the head of those agencies. Now, I do not see Mrs. Napolitano, I guess she's the head of FEMA, signing this. It's another man, and I don't know who this man is. I've never seen him in any pictures on the news signing this agreement with the gentleman from Russia. So we can get all of this these pictures through the Russian AmeriCom website, but right. You can't get anything here.
What's that website again, April?
It's just put in en.mchs.ru. en.mchs.ru.
Gotcha.
And then
okay.
Go there, and you will see that their insignia is very similar to the original insignia of FEMA, to the point that I can't even believe there's a pyramid in the middle of it. And that was the original insignia of FEMA. So I wanted to share this morning, and everybody have a nice holiday. Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Jim, we've got less than 2 minutes to...
great observation.
Less than 2 minutes for you to conclude your thoughts for the day, sir.
People are wondering what to do about this. I'll give you a hint, and I've talked about this on my radio show and on your show, John. It's a concept called First Nation, in which you have to start living your own democracy. The government officials are corrupt. They work for someone else. And so the concept of First Nation is that you don't form groups. You don't need to vote. You don't have to wait till the next election for the next crony to come in and do the same thing. You simply start living your own democracy. And so,
all right. Jim, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. I'll be in touch privately. That's it for the day. I'm taking tomorrow off. We'll be playing archive show tomorrow, July the 4th. You all be safe. Get your supplies, medical equipment. Get your energy cleaner while you can. Firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Celebrate the independence of the United States on July the 4th. Be safe and God bless America.
How would you